Van.
I'm sorry.
That's...
Harry.
He needs a buddy. We need to get Harry a buddy.
I know, but the thing is, he's so friggin' big that you couldn't even fit something else unless I get another stand over there.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah, I agree. He's
a buddy up for
lonely.
Harry. He's lonely.
Yep.
Consigned to oblivion.
Yep.
We haven't done this. In a couple hours, we're doing a channel announcement. Pretty important channel announcement. So
please show up for that if you can. If not, it will get posted for you.
Yeah, it's okay. If you don't. Yeah. But if you consider us friends, that'd be great.
Yeah. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We gotta do something about these. What do you call it? We keep getting blocked, man.
Oh my god.
Capitalist.
So annoying. It's honest to goodness, it's getting on my nerves. Cause I'm like. Through the whole editing process.
I know.
And then it gets blocked and like.
Oh, things will. Yeah.
We're not even making money off the video. That's what is like.
Strange. Strange world.
You can't just take the money, you gotta block it all together.
The thing is, you can contest those things.
Yeah, but then
It's a 30-day review process.
It locks the video.
So it'll lock
for 30 days. Yeah, you can't do that. Then nobody's gonna have the video.
Yeah, we're trying to maintain this commitment. So anyway, whatever.
Be like friggin' 30 days ahead.
Right.
That would never work.
Yeah, that's
Plan
interesting.
Plan B, channel announcement tonight.
That would be interesting. Like if we like hunker down and like. 30 days worth of video, that's 60 videos. I could do that.
I think I
could do that.
You could. I could really try to put my best foot forward.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You'd do three.
I'm done.
Epica consigned to oblivion. These people have been asking for this for like literally since the first month of the channel. Once we did Nello Viscaris, this one was asked
popped
for
up
a ton.
On the list.
Yeah.
Nope.
So I am extremely interested to see this. This is live, so...
This one's probably going to get blocked. If there's no sound or no video,
this one's not going to get blocked.
No.
I doubt it very highly. Alright, so here we go. Let's do it.
Go.
Go!
And that's all for tonight. But you know, we always come back to Paris. Because we love Paris. That's all for tonight. Everybody, you know the drill. Open up in the middle to create the wall of epic.
We'll be right back. should have always been delayed. So,
I'm not afraid to die.
lineup.
It's a very well named band.
Yeah, yeah. That looks like quite a show. Like, I think they really did that well.
Well, again, it's like I went to a rock show.
Yeah.
I had an experience.
What was your favorite? I'm gonna shut this window.
We're gonna shut the window.
All these kids screaming.
I told someone to shut the window. I'm not gonna say who.
Our window's closed. We're back.
Okay.
God, can you hear those kids screaming?
Tell those kids, shut up!
shut the fuck up! Go home! I always think, like, what would somebody do, like...
little blessings!
With it, but other people have, like, sworn at our kids. Like, I think it just might be the neighborhood. Adults. I think that's so ridiculous.
They have?
Oh, yeah. The Somalian
lady. Oh, the Somalian
lady. Couple doors down. I'm like, what? I don't think she's supposed to be doing that.
You don't think she's supposed to be doing that? Well, this is a kafirun.
Anyway, what was your favorite part? Visually.
The circle pit. They're going around.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that was really fun. Shoot. I really like that. I really like that. But I, you know what I also...
The guitarists were fist bumping each other.
No, I liked when she put the mic for him.
Oh,
yeah. And then he was yelling, she was like, ah! At the same time. And she had red hair, which surprised me, like, that I don't think of, it looked like that's like natural red, not like she tried to dye it red.
Yeah.
So this is the first time that I've seen a female artist with red hair in a rock band.
The girl from Paramore had red hair. I don't know what she has now. But they're not really a rock band, they're like...
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know if somebody was like, somebody could be wearing a wig and you would think it was natural,
I wouldn't know.
Right, so we can't really go by usage.
Although that person thought that you had a context and you didn't.
Yeah.
So, what about that?
Yeah, but that's different because, no, listen, I'll tell you why it's different. It's one thing, most women will say, that's gotta be fake, more than that's gotta be real. I'm saying, that's her real hair. So I feel like I'm more trustworthy on that than you.
Sure. Really good performance.
There's been a bunch of people that have thought I have contacts.
Your eyes are pretty intense.
Especially when I'm mad.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of that going around the last couple days.
Well, stop making me angry.
Okay, so...
I have no clue what the song is about. I wasn't watching the lyrics at all, and I couldn't understand them. I was just watching the production, and they were having fun together.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. There was like one part where the two guys made the heart, because she said something about a heart, and then she like went like this, and then when it was their part, like they like both connected to make the heart.
Yeah.
But they're like rock people. And then there was one guy, well, I don't really know how to tell you. Maybe it's the guitarist.
The guy with the
guitar. He was doing the talking. Stop it, babe. A bass looks like a guitar, too.
Go ahead.
For somebody who's not sure. Was the guitarist the guy that was also doing a lot of the talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good. I liked him. He put out a good...
guitar in his hand?
Is that a guitar? That's not a bass.
It's not a hamburger, Grace.
I would know if it was a hamburger. It's just...
Yeah.
Is there a quick way... I guess it's the by the amount of strength.
The guitar, he was talking and you liked it.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
Yeah, I thought so.
That didn't get any more embarrassing.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay, so the song went pretty much with what I thought the title was going to be. Consigned to Oblivion.
Okay, you're sent off to Oblivion?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
And so it starts off with, how can we let this happen and just keep our eyes closed to the end? The only thing that counts is the prosperity of today. Most important to us is that our bills get paid. Our good intentions have always been delayed. How can we let this happen and just keep our eyes closed to the end? When we will stand in front of heaven's gate, it will be too late. So I think it's just talking about the world from a, from the perspective of like the modern world, post-industrial age, where everything is just based around paying your bills. Oh. At least the first part of this song is kind of like the emptiness of living life in the post-industrial age where
wow.
like
yeah.
everything in your life is, you know, the the tyranny almost of the post-industrial age where everything is about paying bills and working.
Yep.
I was watching these memes about, and the whole Kavanaugh situation, whatever perspective you take, but it was ironic because it was like this meme that said something about, to all our friends in France who are saying, why aren't you filling the streets with protests? Mm-hmm. And the response was, well, there's no protection for us if we go to protest. I mean, they could fire us from our jobs, blah, 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 blah. So we have to wait till the weekends and yada, yada, yada. And so it was a very interesting, and you know, so there's a lot of, in a capitalist system, if you want to organize a protest, you can't just leave your job and go out into the middle of the street. You know, you've gotta take time off and you've gotta, you know, wait
it
out.
In France?
Yeah, I guess in France you can.
Why would they care what was happening with our Supreme Court?
Well, because this is a woman's issue. This is being presented as a woman's issue.
Oh, I see.
So it's like a global woman's issue. So the women are saying, why aren't y'all on the street? And their response is, this is America. We have jobs. You can't. There's no protection for that. And I'm not saying anything either way. I'm just saying it's just, if you were of the belief that that's what was going on, but can you see how frustrating that would be to not be able to go out and do what your passion is telling you to do because you're basically blackmailed to your job.
Yeah.
And your job is so important because your life is now surrounded by your mortgage or your rent or your car payment or whatever. I mean,
you're a slave to it.
I mean, I was thinking about, like, you know, the whole thing went down with our car.
Yeah.
And we spent a pretty...
Speaking of which, the next day after we spent all that money to get it fixed, I went out and it wouldn't start. The vehicle would not start. No joke. I was so angry. I was like...
Well, the night before.
Yeah.
I came up and I was like, yo, sorry, the thing is, like, not, like,
But it's one of those that you, like, have the key in your purse and you push the button and it starts. So I've seen it before where he, like, half pushed it or didn't, and it didn't really start. So I kind of chalked it up to that. And you kind of were like, well, maybe. And then the next day it wouldn't start at all. I was like, are you serious? So I called the guy back, like, that fixed our vehicle. And he was like, well, he's like, do you have AAA? I said, yeah. He said, well, call AAA and see if they can jump your vehicle. The fuck? AAA, I don't know if all of you understand. AAA is roadside assistance, but they give you X amount of, like,
free
times per year.
Free tows or whatever.
I'm gonna use my one of whatever, five times or whatever it is, for you to come out when it just left your friggin' shop? I don't think so.
It's
been
in your shop for 3 or 4 days.
It was almost a week, babe.
And then we've been paying for
it was over a week.
The nasty ass rental car, which is another story.
Yeah. Oh, my word. So anyway, I was so angry. I was like, I am not using my AAA to check on that issue. That's something that your garage needs to look into. And so anyway, so he ended up sending a tow truck. Turns out the brand new starter that they put in isn't working. So it was still under warranty. So they put in a new one and then returned my vehicle to me. But that was pretty angry. Anyway, that was like a complete side note. But we've had so many people that were still like giving to help us.
Well,
I wanted to update them.
It was like a $4,000 bill.
Yeah.
Which got cut in half by the insurance.
By the warranty. We had some warranty.
Extended warranty insurance that we had. And then we had basically over 2 days of super chatting.
Yeah.
Pretty much covered it. The vast majority of it.
Well, I think we had to pay like $800 and then everybody else.
It was $2,000.
Yeah.
We had, and there was one day that we had an $850, and the next day we had a $650. After,
so you do the math.
After YouTube took the 30%. So.
Oh, that was after YouTube took the 30%.
Yeah, so that's pretty close to $2,000 between $850 and the $650. So
that was huge.
Well,
everybody.
My point, yeah, and then by the way, an update for everybody that helped out on the GoFundMe project that we were doing.
Yeah. That's cool.
He just updated his GoFundMe and he said because of our help, which a lot of the help, I want to say 90% of it came from village people.
Yeah.
He was able to get a phone and then he's got a job interview, so he's like on his way.
Yeah.
This is a veteran.
Yeah.
You know, so he wasn't looking for a handout he wanted a phone so he could get an interview so he could get his job.
Yeah.
You know, like he's trying to work.
Exactly.
But anyway, I was just thinking about those two, like as I'm listening, he was talking, you know, they're talking about money.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, like, where would we be, really, if we didn't have that? Oh, here's, you know, $1,600 for you. Right. Extra $1,500 for you.
I know.
Where would we be if we didn't have people that generous? Or right. where would this right. guy be right. if he didn't have... Where would this guy... And the funny thing is, we weren't asking for help. We were just saying... We were just being frustrated.
Yeah.
In the chat. Because the... You know, we were just hanging out. Because we try to do two a week. Two of those a week, you know. So we were just hanging out. We were talking about... I don't know. I think we were talking about... I don't even know what we were talking about. But we just set it off.
No, what happened was somebody super chatted us.
Yeah.
And it was like a big amount. It was like
$500.
Was it 500 or was it 100? Yeah, it was something like that. But
the
first one, whatever it was, or $50. I can't remember. It was like
$100.
It was something like somebody super chatted us one chunk of money, and then Vin was like, "Oh, like that's so cool, like because we have car troubles right now." And then of course, you know how I am. I start talking and telling the whole friggin' story. That's the French in me.
Yeah, and then there was like a flood.
And then boom, like people just started giving to like help us cover the cost of that.
Yeah. It's pretty timely.
It was pretty crazy because, yeah, it was. Because we had so many things there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, and then, you know, helping that guy out. And then we got to get Chris, I think, is Norris to his mom, which is on the way.
Yeah, so, people super chatted too for that to help him.
Yeah,
out, so.
Yeah. So we'll be able to make that happen.
Yeah, so, but I think that you were pulling this in to say, like, that, like, there's some people that they don't have that, like, flexibility, like they're married to their job and they have to put off important things because they have bills, they have this, they have that, and like,
yes. And the other thing is, like, the only way out of this system in a post-industrial world really is to be charitable
with each other,
to give it, if we all like pooled our resources and gave it away, we wouldn't be
right
under that gun so much. You know what I mean? And so like, it's really interesting when you think about like the concept of being charitable. Like, on the one hand, there's a biblical perspective that we're coming from, mm-hmm. but then there's also a lot of utility in saying, look, you know, because I'm not one of these people where I'm like resent rich people for being exorbitantly rich.
Yeah.
Because I know the amount of dedication and sacrifice it takes to become an extremely rich person.
Yeah.
And those people sacrifice things that 99.99% of us are not willing to sacrifice. So I don't resent them for that.
Yeah.
What is interesting though is once you become a quadrillionaire, what you do with that capital.
Yeah.
And that's when people start, you know, I think have a legit gripe. Because now you've got all this wealth in the hands of about, you know, 1% of the And so if the people that are below that class are just hoarding money for themselves, then those people are always going to be able to control everything. Mm-hmm. So the only hope that we all have is that we kind of circulate our resources together, because combined, we'll be able to make a dent so that we can have some sort of autonomy together. Mm-hmm. You know?
And a lot of times you hear about them like finding like these rich people ways of avoiding their taxes and stuff like that.
Oh, sure.
Which I think is like, well, if you're making like a lot, like we all have to pay taxes, and those taxes go to, you know, pay for people that that need state aid or Medicare or, you know, stuff like that. So I think, well, geez, like, because you're rich, you're able to find like some way around those taxes. But if you're making more, you should pay more in taxes. If you're making less, you should pay
less
people, in taxes.
Rich people, in principle, always pay more in taxes.
Yeah.
You know, except for the
I don't think that they should pay. I think it should just be a percentage.
The Amazon guy.
Yeah.
He's found a lot of ways. But he's done some really fucked up shit. Like, he increased the pay like $15 an hour.
Yeah.
So, like, that's been the big thing, like, last election cycle. It was like, oh, the fight for 15, we've got to make minimum wage $15 an hour. So he increased minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Okay.
Because everybody's going after him because all of his employees are on state aid and all this.
It's so ridiculous.
So he increased their minimum to $15 an hour.
But what?
So my buddy John in the village, he posted it. I said, okay, this is a step in the right direction. And then 2 hours later, this isn't funny. It's just the fucked up nature of human beings sometimes. The Amazon employee said, yeah, I've been working here for X years or whatever, and you get bonuses. You get, you know, monthly, quarterly bonuses.
He cut the bonuses, didn't he?
He cut the bonuses. So basically, he's like, I've been working here for 2-3 years. I'm actually working less with this $15 an hour thing than before. And I'm sure the other side of that, which people probably don't know, is they probably increased the minimum thresholds to what you have to produce. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you get fired. So before it was, hey, if you get over the minimum, we'll give you a bonus.
Yep.
Now it's probably, we'll take away your bonus, we'll put you at 15 an hour, which is probably going to save me 15%. And then on top of that, if you don't go to what you used to get a bonus for, we'll fire you. Mm-hmm.
Man, I'll tell you what. If I
that system is really fucked
sick.
Up.
Yeah, that is sick. If I owned a company and I was making, you know, we would pay our employees
We'd be.
But I wouldn't take, you would take more bullshit from them than I would, I think. And I wouldn't. I would say fire that person.
Yeah, I would just put you in charge of the HR stuff. But like, we have people working with us right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I messaged one of them a couple.
But we friggin' handpicked those people. Those people are volunteers.
I know, but I said, what can we do for you? Tell me what I can do. Tell me what I can do. And she's like, no, I'll just...
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like... But we're gonna find some way.
Uh-huh.
Especially if we get as big as people think we are. We're gonna find some way.
We figure out a way to make money off YouTube.
Yeah, so where they're not, you know, penalizing us for promoting their music.
So stupid. Oh my word. Get up with the times, people, man.
But you don't have
how old you are.
Ridiculous. Anyway, but we are gonna find a way to but anyway, I'm like, we're spending a lot of time, but there's like that tyranny of the of but see, that's the thing, is like, I've been critical of the capitalist system.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been critical of the communist system. This is what people don't realize, is I'm critical of both systems. And, you know, somebody said to me, like, why are you so critical? You guys are basically running a small business. Well, first of all, you can have a small business in non-capitalist countries.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like capitalist...
I don't even know what that statement means.
It's not, because we're benefiting from capitalism because... You know, YouTube and all this came out of capitalist context.
We're not benefiting from it yet. I don't consider this benefiting. We don't even, as many hours as we friggin' tack in on this thing, and we're not even making minimum wage.
Well, we wouldn't have patrons if it wasn't for YouTube.
Right.
We've gotten access to a lot of things. I mean, whether or not YouTube doesn't owe us anything, so.
Yeah, I'm just saying that. Like, it probably looks like, wow, like, you're just making bank.
Well, I think people probably think we're making a lot more than we are. But my point is that she's saying the shirts, the Sorry Secret shirts,
yeah,
all that came about because YouTube is a platform.
Yeah,
nobody care about getting us a shirt. I mean, you're a very beautiful woman. They'd probably get it anyway. But so I saw her point. She was, mm-hmm. I said, you're right. Of course. You can still have a small business in a non-capitalist context. There's small businesses all over the world. Mm-hmm. It's not just in America.
Yeah.
But the point is still, it's still, you know, innovations like YouTube and Apple and things like that generally come from, you know, America, which has, mm-hmm. you know, capitalism encourages that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the beautiful, brilliant side of capitalism. Amazon, beautiful. I mean, everybody... There's a reason the guy's a quadrillionaire, and it's because he's provided services and products that are benefiting our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not mad at that, but I think that there's an ugly side to capitalism, which is inhumane, which is what we just talked about.
Yeah.
Conversely, I think there's a beautiful side to communism, and the idea that everybody's sharing and that you don't have...
Somebody's gonna clip just that part of the video.
Oh, of course, they always do. But like, the idea that like... Because it kind of, the concept of communism...
No, I see what you're saying.
...frees you from the kind of tyranny of this type of thing. But of course, there's an ugly side to communism.
If you have to force people to do that, that's not a system you want. You want people being inspired from their heart to care and love for their neighbor.
Well, that's
the whole difference.
That's post-millennialism.
Yeah. That's what we want.
So our belief is that, you know, people are going to be full of the love of Jesus so much in the world that we will invent a system where people will willingly... You know, I was talking to one of my friends yesterday, I think it was Kellen Dross, and we were talking about that song, Candlemass song, where you're talking about, like, giving to the poor, and I said, you know, this doesn't disprove the sinful nature of man. It proves that we're created in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
And Kellen Dross is saying, no, it proves that we're generally good people because we give to each other. And I said, The very fact that there are poor people to give to proves the sinfulness of human beings.
Yeah, did you see that video of the homeless guy who fell asleep in Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, and the person poured the water on him? I don't even watch those videos anymore. Well, I can't do it.
Honestly, that one turned out good in the sense
somebody stood up for him?
People started protesting it, coming in with signs. So two employees got fired. People were protesting outside. They said, like one guy said, "You cannot treat a human being like that. He's a human being." And then people started a GoFundMe account for him. Yeah. So you gotta watch him, then you see some good endings. So you see, like, wow, like, what? That is so fucked up. And then, like, when he poured it, I'm like, he's homeless. Where is he gonna go with his wet sweatshirt now? Like, how can you be like that? And he said, "You fell asleep in here, and I told you not." Anyway, but I was so glad, like, so you saw, like, the way that human beings are in their fallen nature and in their sinful hearts to just go pour, you know. And he was trying to, the man was trying to charge his phone so he could call his mom. So his phone was all wet. He was trying to wipe his little phone. I felt so bad for him. But then when seeing all the people come in with their signs and people standing outside and protesting the whole thing and then the GoFundMe and stuff like that, like, that was cool to see, like, yeah, there are some people that are gonna just let their sinful nature, like, just be like that. But then other people that are like, no, like, we're made in the image of God. You can't treat him like that.
Yeah.
So it was cool. Anyway.
Yeah, I saw that on the feed, and I as soon as I read the thing, I just can't.
I know.
I'm glad that it turned out good, but
yeah.
You know, we have cameras now. So that shit was going on.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, eventually I think there's going to be, and I believe wholeheartedly that there's going to be an economic system that has the ingenuity that capitalism inspires and the community that communism mm-hmm. was designed to do. It was like my friend sent me an email today about communism historically, and he was saying it's an egalitarian system. It's mm-hmm. just human nature fucks it up, and mm-hmm. I think it's a similar thing with capitalism. That, but anyway, so I that's what the first quarter. I didn't think we're gonna spend so much time on economic theory, but I think it's important because, like, all of us are kind of enslaved to this thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I think that that's like the whole draw of the lottery. Like, I don't necessarily think that people want to be, like, filthy rich. I do think there's some people that want to be filthy rich, yeah. But I also think that there are people that just...
they just want to be free.
They want to be free. Like this whole thing at the core of it, somebody said, "You're doing this to promote your religion." And I was like, I wish I was that good of a person. You know, the core motive, I just want to be able to work with you, and I don't want to, like... And I want to school, you know, help you with homeschooling the kids. And so, like, you guys are the most important thing to me. I want the freedom to do that. And I don't have the freedom to do that right now, like, to the degree that I want to.
Yeah. Yeah,
so yeah, like, a lot of people, like, I don't think that they want money for money. I think they just want to be free, because this is a fucking oppressive system. Mm-hmm. And, you know, luckily with these guys, mm-hmm. they made it, you know, as rock stars. So... I'm assuming that they've got some more financial freedom, but...
You don't know. But you can't know something like
but,
that.
But, I mean, when you hear the shit that happens in the music industry,
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know?
That's a whole freak on a leash thing that Jonathan was talking about.
Yeah. Where... And it's not just that. It's, you know, like, you know, friends of ours were talking to us about... remember there was some blunder that happened, like they went on tour and they friggin' didn't make a penny the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing just broke even.
Yeah, the manager screwed. I've talked to so many, we've had the opportunity to talk to so many musicians now.
Right.
And like, we're in some pretty significant bands.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
You.
The manager goes in there and screws them like hardcore.
They're sleeping on people's couches when they're on tour. Like, yeah. I feel like that should not be the case.
Yeah.
They should be in some friggin' nice asshole
school. Schoolcraft has a part-time job.
Yes, I know. You're in Cradle of Filth. You shouldn't have to have that.
You're in Cradle of Filth. Like, you should be in, like, some gilded department.
Exactly.
What the fuck are you doing with, you know, but...
No, she was saying she has to clean her apartment because of her, like, allergies or something like that.
Yeah,
like... It, like, affects her voice. Yeah. Like, you should have a freaking little maid.
A little maid? Oh, there you go, school girl.
Well, I said little because she has a little apartment.
I know, so she does. And she's small, too.
Yeah.
She wears those platform boots. She's, like, 5'3". But yeah, like, it's insane. Like, no, it's true. Like, you would figure that these musicians, you know...
have money to burn.
Yeah, but they, you know...
But they don't.
But, well, the other thing is they've sacrificed a bunch of shit to get to where they are. I know. So it's like, it's always that trade-off.
Yep.
That's why, like, I feel like we found the sweet spot because, yeah, I'm sacrificing stuff, but I'm with you the whole time. I'm not sacrificing time with you, so... You know, there's other shit that I could do.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, to start a, you know, business, but it's time with you.
I think that if you had your own channel, you would be full-time because you would have gone, like, on 10 for the whole thing.
I would have produced more, but I don't think I would have had the net gain without you. You're my muse. So yeah, there's a lot more that we could talk about in the song. Like, he's also talking about sexuality here, when he's talking about, you know, just getting laid or whatever.
What was he saying about it?
Well, he's like, it's the next thing. Where did it go? There it is. A must we appease is the lust to get laid. Nothing really matters, just devouring our prey.
Yikes.
You know, it's like, there's no, like, superstructure above. You know, we talked about that in the other video, like, this whole concept that you just have these drives and these urges to propagate your DNA profile to the next generation. So that's why you have those desires. And
your phone is doing something weird, is it?
Like, it's like then why does everybody feel this giant emptiness when they live that life?
And I don't believe that's what it is either.
Well, I'm saying is...
Because if you did, you would act like Ragnar, when you have a child.
Right. Right, which he celebrated having kids. Right. He loved having kids.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Oh, geez, I've never seen anybody react like that.
Right.
He seemed like he was more excited about the kid than the sex.
Oh, what's wrong? Well, yeah, now we've graduated to... Not being that excited.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Shout out to the big homie. Really... What's his name? Jordan?
Who?
That's the dude that Roundhouse kicked that woman. And then he got fired from his job. And then there's this pro-life woman. And I originally posted the video to the pro-life atheist wall. But it ended up on our wall, so it instigated this giant discussion.
Do you want me to add it in right now?
Nah, I think everybody on the planet's seen it. But we've got this group called the Pro-Life Atheists.
If you haven't seen it, go to our Facebook.
We've got this group called the Pro-Life Atheists, and they're pro-life women who are mostly women but mm-hmm. they're atheists, but they're pro-life.
Yeah, I'm aware.
So this dude, this young lady was outside protesting. Abortion with her little sign.
She made a very valid point.
And she says, talking about killing him with kindness or something like that. And then the dude asked her the question that gets asked all the time, what about the case of rape or incest? The woman answers the question. And then she said, well, if the baby was born, it was a product of rape. We shouldn't kill that baby. And then the guy, like,
I thought he was going to do some weird dance.
He geared up, and he kicks her. And her phone goes flying out of nowhere. And then he goes, I meant to hit your phone. She was her and just this other lady. There are no dudes with her. You know, people are very, very different when women are by themselves. Mm-hmm. Dudes are. There's a certain type of dude.
Yep.
That functions a certain type of way.
Yep.
When women are by themselves versus when women are with other men. It's insane. And then this whole idea of, like, you know, and then on his Twitter feed he said, you know, Susan B. Anthony and Gandhi and Malcolm X, like, he started invoking all of these, like, heroes of the past, and he's like, I am not going to stop standing up for women.
As he just kicked her?
He just roundhouse kicked her.
Okay, now we know it's not about women. Wow.
But anyway, yeah, your point is if it was just about propagating our DNA profile, we would be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
When, you know, we were with child instead of roundhouse kicking women who disagree with terminating human being.
Yeah, and the question wouldn't be, like when the guy finds out that she's like, you're pregnant?
Right.
He would be like, are you pregnant?
It would be excellent.
He'd be asking, are you excellent. Pregnant?
Yes, my you know? Profile is, you know, whatever. But, you know, it is, but it's like, oh, you've got your whole life ahead of you. You're like you're young and successful. We don't say, oh, well, you're young and successful and intelligent. That means you're going to pass on some you're most likely going to pass on some young and successful genes.
Right, exactly.
It is interesting, though. We must appease a lust to get loads. Nothing really matters devouring our prey, because if you look at the Western world post-sexual revolution, there has been, that's basically been that's what we've done.
Ugh.
Is sexuality has now become about stalking and devouring and then eating our own young. It's a pretty ugly thing.
Yeah, when
you know, Chesterton always said, if you see G.K. Chesterton,
okay,
he's got this brilliant quote. He says, if you see a barricade somewhere, you better figure out why it's there before you tear it down.
Right.
So there were societal barricades around sexuality prior to the sexual revolution, and some of them were overcorrections, but mm-hmm. some of them were very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're reaping the whirlwind,
yep.
man.
Yep.
CDC.com, check it out. So, like, I think, like, you know, there's a lot of utility in our worldview, because there's an entire story behind sexuality and what it means and why it's important and how to manage it and how to channel it and how not to. And then there's like all this existential meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Adam and Eve are in the image of God, and mm-hmm. then they come together and make more images of God because God is so in love with humanity that he wants the earth filled with image bearers of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what sexuality means, is when two,
right.
you know, amazing, you know, kings and queens get together and produce these things. And there's a lot of love, and there's a lot of, you know, whoa, my gosh, you know, Adam sings when he sees Eve's naked body, right? And so there's a ton of meaning poured into sexuality from a Christian perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that there are other perspectives that don't, but there are perspectives that don't.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then you've got you and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. Let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I mean, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but like I said, there's what people say, but then there's what their heart tells them, which is what's interesting, because this is what she says. She says, try to unlearn all that you've learned. Try to listen to your heart. No, we can't understand the universe just by using our mind. We're so afraid of all the things unknown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, it's something that you get challenged a lot as a theist, and I think it's an important challenge, which is, what if you're just inventing this entire story because you don't want to deal with the reality that, you know, there's nothing out there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they never ask themselves, well, what if the opposite is true?
Right.
What if you're constructing this story because you don't want to deal with the idea that there is something out there?
Right, right. And you'll somehow be accountable for your actions.
Well, yeah. It's a challenge, my atheist friend. Stop and think about that for a second. Like, maybe the entire thing is backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe, you know, well, I haven't seen enough evidence. Okay, like, I get it. We've had thousands of hours of discussion of it. I'm talking about just in your heart, not in a debate, not in a thing where you have to act in front of people and
mm-hmm.
and present yourself to be a certain type of way. Just like, what if this whole line here is right?
Mm-hmm.
To unlearn all you learn and listen to your heart, and you can't understand the universe just by using your mind.
Yeah.
And you can't even understand your mind just by using your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of things about your own soul that you can't explain and will never be explained
mm-hmm.
by neurons and electrons, no matter how much we try to act like that's all we believe that there is.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really sat and talked to a person like one-on-one. I had a conversation with one of my close atheist friends on a channel. We're going back and forth about the Nightwish video. But when I really, really sat, I said, if you ran into God, would you be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're here?
Yeah.
He said, well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Please.
He said, like, well, how come you didn't, you know, show yourself more, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, right? But he didn't say, I would be flabbergasted.
Yeah.
Well, You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of like inexplicable stuff about the world that we, you know, that provide. I think there's a connection here between what they were saying about economics and what they were saying about sexuality, which is there's got to be some overarching meaning to all of this. And it's not just stuff that you've learned in a book. There's something your heart is telling you about the world and all that. And of course, then you have, you know, the book of Ecclesiastes that actually says, okay, let's pretend there's no God.
Yeah.
And let's just do work. And the whole thing is about, you know, it's a depressing read. By the way, I owe a couple of people that Ecclesiastes Pink Floyd thing. So this is an extremely deep song. This is a very, very, very deep song. And it's so deep that we can't really, we'll spend 2 hours looking at these lyrics. What do you give the song?
9.8.
I inevitably compare every female singer to Floor.
I know, that's what happened to me too.
But this young lady has her own different style.
Yeah, she does. She doesn't rock like Floor.
She doesn't have the stage presence of Floor, but she's got her own style. She's her own person.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that these people know each other. I'm sure Nightwish and Epica know each other. They've probably been on tour with each other, probably. So, gosh, that would be a ridiculous show. God almighty. Yeah. So I'm sure that they know each other. It's just, you know. She's just different. And I think this band is more like, again, I think Floor is so huge that they feature her a lot. Well, this one, it's like the entire band.
Yeah.
It's a more of a team effort. Not to say that Nightwish isn't a team effort, but it's more of a team effort. I thought the lyrics were very, very powerful. These are probably some of the deepest lyrics I've seen in a while. You gave it 9.8, 8.9?
Yeah.
Okay. Then out.
Sorry, out.
Gone.